is to see. You are glorious. We adore you now. Let your love pour out on us. Saturate us. We fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy, and we give you glory. We reach for the heavens because we want your presence to fill this place. You fill the air with the rain from the cloud of your glory. And you saturate us. You open the heavens and cover your people with love and grace. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Open heaven. Let your love pour out on us, saturate us. Hallelujah. God, our Creator and King, reigning over us. We lift our voices to sing. You are glorious. We adore you now. Let your love pour out on us. Saturate us. We fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy, and we give you glory. We reach for the heavens because we want your presence to fill this place. You fill the air with the rain from the clouds of your glory. And you saturate us. You open the heavens and pour on your people with love and grace. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Open heaven. Let your love pour out, saturate us, saturate us now, open heaven, let your love pour out on us, saturate us. We fill the air with the song of your praise. You are worthy, and we give you glory. We reach for the heavens because we want your presence to fill this place. You fill the air with the rain from the cloud of your glory. And you saturate us. You open the heavens and cover your people with love and grace. Saturate us. Saturate us now. Open heaven. Let your love pour out, saturate us, yes, Lord, saturate us now. Open heaven. Let your love pour out on us. Saturate us. On us. Saturate us. On us. Saturate us. Hallelujah. 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 God, we thank you that you cover us with your love and your grace. And we thank you that you fill the air with the rain from the cloud of your glory, God. And this morning we say, saturate us here on the Master's Call. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. Lord, if I find favor in your sight, Lord, please hear my heart's cry. I'm desperately waiting to be where you are. I'll cross the hottest desert, I'll travel near or far. For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. For your glory, hallelujah, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are. I gotta be where you are. I wanna be where you are. I gotta be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. Love is where you are. I want to be where you are. Greeter, are you there?
I am, Songbird. Thank you so much for ushering us in with First Saturate Us, Father, with your love. And then everything that we do, we want to do it for his glory. This is Sharon Stowers from Pearland, Texas. Welcome to the Master's Call. We greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Please state your name and where you're calling from this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Rosalind.
Peter's here in Bowie, Maryland, and Lord, I want to be where you are. Thank you, Songbird, for bringing us, setting the atmosphere this morning. Thank you so much. Back to you.
Thank you, Psalmist, Minister, President Rosalind Peters. We're so glad to hear your voice this morning. Is there anybody else on the call this morning that wants to state their name and tell us where they're calling from?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany. I'm telling you, put me right there in that place where I needed to be. I need to be where he is this morning. Good morning, Minister Sharon and my TMC family and visitors, friends, whoever joined. Hallelujah. Good morning. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and I am feeling super blessed this Monday morning. Hallelujah. Yes, I am. God bless you.
Hallelujah to the King. Thank you, Mississippi Queen, our prayer general, Brenda Terrell. We're so glad to hear your voice this morning and the spirit that you bring to the call. Saturate us. Psalm 65 and 9 said, you visit the earth and saturate it with water. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide them with grain when you have so prepared the earth. And Psalm 65:10 says, you saturate its furrows and soak its plowed ground with rain showers. You soften its soil and make its crops grow. So yes, Father, we're asking you to saturate the earth, Father. Hallelujah. There's so many things going on, and we know that you must have your way so that we may turn back to you. But we're asking you to saturate our hearts, hallelujah, with your love and with your word so that we may be prepared to stand in these last days. Welcome to the Master's Call. Please state your name and where you are calling from this morning.
Good morning. Jeanette Cox from Dover, Delaware. Good morning, everyone. Have a blessed day.
Good morning. Good morning. So glad to hear your voice, as we do every morning, Monday through Friday. Thank you for your faithfulness to be on the call with us. We so enjoy your presence. Is there anyone else who would like to state their name and where they're calling from?
Good morning, good morning. Eleanor Blackwell, Fort Walton Beach, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Mother Eleanor. And again, yes, you are that faithful one as well. So glad to hear your voice. And we can't wait until you dance across, hallelujah, the stage as you have petitioned that you would do. I heard some other chimes. Please state your name and where you're calling from this morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Sharon.
Good morning, Honorable.
This is the Peacock from the Bronx, New York. I'm so glad to be on this call this month. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. I want to be where you are. And Black History Month. Enjoy, you guys. This is Black History Month, the third day and the 30th day of our fast. God bless you guys. Have a great day, everyone.
It's so good to hear your voice, Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox, and the smile, the big smile that I'll hear in your voice when you get on and you tell us it's a happy whatever day it is. Hallelujah, yeah. Because you have the joy of the Lord in your heart already when you rise up in the morning. Man, what a great way to start the day. So Psalms 115 and 1 says, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory because of your loving kindness, because of your truth. Hallelujah. Please state your name and where you're calling from today.
Well, praise the Lord. Yes, I want to be where you are. Good morning, Minister Sharon. I love you so much. This is Minister Wanda from Chicago. Good morning, TMC family. Have a blessed one.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Evangelist Wanda. For real, you always make me smile. And thank you for the mini concert this morning. I think that that's one of everybody's favorite songs, Wanna Be Where You Are. Father, and I pray that that's our true desire, that we want to be where you are. Hallelujah. I heard some other chime. Go ahead.
Good morning, this is Husband Kid from Cincinnati, Ohio. Praise the Lord, everyone. A great day.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, my prayer partner. How are you
today?
Good to
hear your voice.
I need you to call me today. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, it's good to hear your voice on the call today. Everybody, it is a great day. So I greet you with great day, great day, great day. Everybody, the Father is saturating us with his love, with his mercy. Father, he's saturating us with his kindness, hallelujah, with his strength, hallelujah. And we give him praise and glory. Please state your name and where you're calling from this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, Father, we do glorify you. She said that everything I do, I want to do it for your glory. Hallelujah. We just want to hang out with you because we know that wherever you are, whatever we need is there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If it's healing, if it's deliverance, hallelujah, in your presence, all those things are there just for the asking, because we're there in your presence. Hallelujah. That's why we give you praise, because we know that you inhabit, you come and dwell down where you hear your people boasting on you, praising you, giving you honor, giving you glory. You take time to come and see what's going on. Hallelujah. So we give you praise. Please state your name and where you're calling from this morning. We have one more minute before we go into the call live. So if you have not done so, please state your name and where you're calling from. Well, Father, we thank you and we give you praise, Father, because we do ask that you saturate us, saturate our hearts, Father. Saturate us with your love, so much so that it overflows, that we are able to give it to others, Father, that when they're in our presence, they will feel you, Father, because we represent you. So, Father, we ask that we would glorify you as your Son glorifies you and you glorify him. Father, we lift up this artist life family. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family. We lift up the co-founders of the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we pray that you continue to give them wisdom on how to run, to organize, to teach, Father, to just help us to grow and equip us, Father. Father, we thank you for every person on this call, that you meet every need everywhere. We lift up the messenger today, speak mightily through them, that we may hear word from on high. We give you glory and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, we're going to turn it over to our host now. Host, are you there?
Yes, yes, I am, Minister Sharon. Thank you, thank you. Good morning, good morning, Minister Sharon. We thank you for reading this morning and starting us off with that powerful prayer. Thank you, Minister Tiffany. I want to be where you are, Ashness. And this morning, I am so, so happy this morning. Let me introduce myself. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York, where I love. Let us share. I'm going to share a little bit of information about our call this morning. And it started October 20, 2010, with our two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon. And let me just say, we had a scripture we go by, Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Amen. We also have a website I can share with you. www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All of the messages have been archived on that website, as all of our bio, the bio of our speakers. And you can review that 24/7. Theme for the year of 2020 was supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us. Evidence of greatness works must be released and seen. Amen. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of our blessed ministry, as a leader, as Minister Sharon Stouts has, as a host, as yours truly, or share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all of your information to themasterscall.net, to the master info at themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa Lesby or our president, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And I just want to share a little bit. On Friday, we take the prayer request. We stay a little longer on the TMC call, so you can call in with your prayer request. So we all, you can email, so that's all good. A phenomenal company. Let me just give you a little bit of our company. A phenomenal company, artist, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30-plus years ago. We are now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy, wealthy, and you also can share with each and everyone you come in contact with. The new morning motivation call is here Monday through Friday after this call. A team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of a wonderful artist products. This number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, the PIN number is 294-617-pound, 294-617-pound. If you have a service as T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCS, we have a free bypass number that you can use. Just follow the prompts. The number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. And you will plug into the call. Today is Monday, Inspiration Monday. We have one of our co-founders will be the host and the speaker for that call this morning. So please plug in. She is awesome. You will love her message this morning. Well, let me just say it with everyone. Please visit your back office. Stay connected with your WhatsApp app, and you can stay in touch with all of the things going on in artists. Also, if you have 30 days now of our praying and fasting, so if you're not on it, you can just jump on it for the 10 days. And be a part of this fast. And I tell you one thing, I am one, and I'm so jacked up. I guess I'm not happy, as I would say, happy and joyful this morning, because it really takes you to a whole new level. So just try it. It is really, you will be so, so delighted. Well, let me just stop talking at this time, and I'm going to introduce to our one of our co-founders. I tell you, they stay connected. They keep us moving. I surely appreciate them both. Well, let me just give you a little bit about her because she has an extensive bio. So if you have the time, you can go on the website and look at her extensive bio. But let me just give you a few quotes of Dr. We have our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, this morning, called to proclaim the word of the God. She was the first ambassador for Addis Health and Wellness Company. She's a co-founder of the TMC Master's Quote. She loves her two adult children and adore her five grandchildren. We call her Queen Super Fantastic. However, she preferred to call me playing Dr. PK. There is so much that I can say about her. Therefore, I direct you to read her extensive bio, as I said, on the MasterCall.net website. And without further ado, let me introduce you some presenter of none other than my friend, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Dr. P.K., are you out there?
I am. Can you hear me, Honorable Cynthia Cox?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you so much. Thank you for that introduction. Thank you for hosting us this morning, my dear. I love you. Yes, I do. And what can I say about that? Minister Tiffany Lauderdale here on this West Coast. Oh, my goodness. I want to be where you are, God. I want to be where you are. And saturate me. I want your love, your mercy, your kindness. I want all that you are in me. Oh, my goodness. What a wonderful way to open up this week with just coming into the presence of God. I thank you this morning. And Lord, my friend, Minister Sharon, God bless you in that healing. I thank God for you and thank God for what you bring to the team. I tell you, a powerful trio this morning. I thank God for you, this team. Thank God for our own Dr. Vanessa, my friend, my sister, my cohort. I thank God for her today. As we are entering the third day of the second month of 2020, wow. You all, January is gone. We can't do anything about that. Therefore, my question to you is, how are you, doing with your New Year resolutions and the goals that you have set for yourself? You see, time waits on no one. I have said this weekend more than once, January just got here. Where did it go so quick? Oh, my goodness, it feels like I just got here. Oh, my goodness. But February has come in with a boom and a bang. For some, it's been very victorious. And I indeed say to you, for me, it has been victorious. I've had a super, super fantastic weekend. And I thank God for it. What can we say about those Kansas City Chiefs? What can we say about Patrick Mahomes? What can we say about that blessed young man who showed us that you may be down in the third quarter, but in the fourth quarter, he rose again. Yes, he did. Brought them on to victory. Yes, yes, yes. What can you say about this 30th day of the fast? May be down, but it's not over because the 40th day hasn't gotten here yet. What can you say? How is the prayer going? How is turning that plate down? You all, I went to a function on Saturday, and time I walked in the door, it had the biggest, prettiest white coconut cake. And I'm not even a dessert eater, but I looked over there, and then that was the German chocolate cake. Yep, I can eat up some German chocolate cake. And then that was that peach cobbler. I know somebody's saying, girl, if you don't get off that food and get on with the real food this morning, I'm ready to fight you. I'm glad you can't get to me. But the point is, I looked at that thing, and I looked at Jesus, And I said, okay, Lord, I know there's a reason for this, for you to be, I didn't know what I was walking into, to tell you the truth. But you all, I did not take one slice. I didn't even bring any home to put in the freezer to say I'm going to eat later. I felt so good walking up out of that place, having eaten those string beans and cabbage greens that was over there, and five meats on the table. I mean, just walked through it with the help of God. And then God came back and just blessed me so, you all. I walked out of there with two brand new pair of shoes that I didn't even buy. Mm-hmm. A purple looking dress. You all go out and look at my post. I had to post. I haven't posted in so long, but I went on Facebook and posted and showed how God blessed. But I'm here to tell you that when you do it the way God gives it to you to do, oh my God, the rewards are just absolutely mind blowing. I mean, just mind-blowing. With that being said, I just got to get to this word. I'm going to give you 10 minutes this morning and hop off. Why? Because I'm just feeling good down to my sanctified toes. I'm feeling so good. I can just dance around this place. Just can't. You all listen. Last week, I talked a little bit to you about, started this thing off with jealousy, and then Dr. Vanessa, I'm telling you the truth, I sure do love that lady. Came back and built on it a little bit more on Friday. And today I'm going to talk to you on ways to overcome jealousy. And the first thing that you must do as any challenge that we have in our life is acknowledge that you have it. And then somebody would sit there and say, well, I'm not jealous of anybody, honey. You need to understand that I'm just glad for everybody. Well, let me just throw a little light your way and see if that's really true. Because sometimes we don't even recognize that that green, ugly, evil demon is lurking, and we don't even know it. So let me just throw out a couple examples and then run right through and give you the solutions and close this thing out. Spiritual jealousy is one of those that will absolutely sock you in the belly and you don't know it. One of the reasons that we have so many, so much division in families is because that jealousy of siblings, you know, is right there and people don't even realize it. And when we look at the Bible, we just see it, see those kinds of things in the Bible. And Paul Joseph went out and told his brothers all about his dream and what happened to him. They were so jealous, they threw the pole. They wanted to kill him dead, but they put him in the pit. Thank God for him. But then look at poor Abel, Cain and Abel. Abel didn't make it. Cain killed him because he was jealous. He was jealous of the spiritual gift that that Abel gave to his father, and he killed him. I'm here to tell you that when you don't recognize that thing, it is a vicious, murdering demon that lurks down on the inside. You've got to identify this ugly thing for what it is. Another kind of jealousy that creeps up, and this one, I saw my job, you know, people were demoted and promoted. When you look at that demotion and promotion, you know, I would stand on the side sometimes and I'd look at that person who was promoted, and I didn't get promoted. And I said, how in the world did they make it? I mean, I know that I'm more gifted than they are. I know I do more work, and I did, honey. Anybody know me knows that I work. But they got promoted, and I didn't get promoted. I didn't recognize that that was a spirit of jealousy. Somebody stole what I thought was my personal rights away from me, just came and snatched it up. Where are you going? What did you do? Well, that can open the door as well to this spirit and gain momentum there. Another way, let me just speak to this one right quick. Like, you're sitting on the sideline and you see this person, you see a Dr. Vanessa laying hands and people falling out and her speaking the word of prophecy and the power of God is being released through them and through her, and you look and you say, oh, my, 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 what's so unique about her? Why in the world is she so special? God, why didn't you give me that? Well, I used to say that about singing and playing the piano. I wanted to play. I couldn't do any of that. Wondered why God didn't give me that. Did not give me that. Listen, you all, I'm here to tell you that the Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We should not confess any of those kinds of things. We should understand that God has given us more than enough. And most of us have not identified what that more than enough really is that reside within us. Somebody ought to say, she's saying that thing right this morning. Oh, yes, I know I am. Now, these are ways to tell if you're allowing yourself to be used by that jealous spirit. Number one, you put up a guard whenever you are near that person within that situation. When you are not willing, when you are not walking in your purpose or calling and you see others who are, you find yourself in a jealous place. Number three, when you see others living their dreams and you're not living your dream, you aren't going across the stage, you aren't getting the accolades that you think, and then you begin to feel angry and not happy for those who are on stage. Number four, you are preoccupied with the things that is going on in that person's life. Number five, you often prejudge the motives of that person because you really don't know. Number six, you find yourself gossiping about that person more than you really should, as opposed to saying, thank you, Lord, for what they're doing. You're telling folks, look at what they're doing. When we operate out of this spirit, knowingly or unknowingly, I want you to know that the blessings that God wants to give to you, the blessings that God has already placed within you, the blessings that you have not realized that you have, you are telling God, it's not enough. God, I'm not enough. Now, here are ways to overcome that thing. Here are ways. Let me tell you. Number one, Proverbs 28 and 13. Number one, admit it to the Lord. Say, God, come on here. The word says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but who ever confesses and forsake them shall have mercy. Acknowledge that thing for what it is. I don't like it. God, I need you to help me with it. Number two, be satisfied with what you have. Be satisfied with what you have. You do not need any more than God has supplied for you at this moment in your life, at this moment in time, at this moment in space. Where we get into trouble is when we think we need something that somebody else has. Uh-huh. Yes. But I want you to say to yourself, I am more than enough. I have more than enough. Speak it. I don't care if you are in the third quarter. You better say it like you know that the first quarter is coming and that victory is coming at the end of it. Come on. Number three, God allows you to be strong in one area but lacking in another. God will allow us to want in some areas for the purpose of keeping us faithful to him. If he gave us everything we wanted, I tell you, oh my God, what would we be? Well, some people say I'm spoiled, but I'm not a spoiled brat. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. I don't get everything that I have not gotten everything that I wanted, but I've gotten more than I need. Somebody ought to say she said that right. Uh-huh. All of our needs really have been supplied, yes. If we stop and think about it, God has done more than enough for each and every one of us. Oh, Lord, I'm feeling the Spirit moving up in this place right now. Psalms 106, 13 and 18. You all go there and read that. I can't have time to read it right now because I want to run right on here and knock park number four out of the parkway. Mm-hmm. Listen, number four tells us contentment is learning to trust God in your present situation. And I had to work on this one right here, even for me. Contentment is learning to trust God completely where you are. It is easy to thank God when he has abundantly blessed us. But to thank God for areas of need is another story. When Joseph was placed in prison, he learned to trust God through his ordeal. And the outcome was promotion. If you can trust him when you feel like you're in the prison, hallelujah, you better know that promotion is on its way. God, I thank you and I praise you that he didn't just promote him to the prison guard, but he promoted Joseph to the governor of Egypt. God was preparing him for that task. I'm asking you, what do you believe God is preparing you for? God is preparing us for something. He's preparing PK for something. He's preparing me. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. When I can't see my way, I know I've got to say it. I've got to believe it. I've got to speak it out of my mouth. God is preparing me for a promotion, for greatness. Hallelujah. And I thank him that what he has given me is more than enough. My challenge to you this week is for you not to ask God for anything this week. I want you to just be grateful this week. Just thank him. Begin to thank him for open doors. Thank him for breakthroughs. Thank him for the blessings that you know are coming your way. Thank him for the blessings that you are sitting in right here today. Thank him for the love that he's given you for yourself first, because you can't love anybody else until you love God and then love yourself. You better rock it, girl. I'm here to tell you that as I close this message today, a scripture that I want you to read this week is 1 Corinthians 3:3. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Well, the word will let us know that when we recognize who we are, where we are, God will bless us to go to where he wants us to be. Acknowledge God for who he is and the fact that he's made you more than enough. We are in a breakthrough situation right now, breaking out, breaking through into victory. And we claim it done in Jesus' name. Come on, Honorable Coxon, take this thing away and close it out this morning.
Yes, yes, that was an awesome, Dr. TK. You just touched my heart this morning. God, thank you for that profound word. Shortly after this, we'll come back and close us with a benediction after a few announcements. Thank you so much for that word. Let us pray. And we're going to pray over our prayer request. Father God, I come today and thank you for another day. God, allow me in my fullness and wholehearted to experience your faithfulness. Make my day free from worry, free from doubt. We thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, for that profound word. We have more than enough. God is preparing a place for us. God is allowing us to just do one thing. Father God, we thank you. God, we pray for the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, who you just heard, and Dr. Vanessa Weathers, who was this massive call gift that they share Monday through Friday. Thank you for the prayer warriors and guests and our family members that join us here on the Master's Call. We pray for Mother Josie, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott for their health and strength. We pray for the sick and the shut-in. Visit the hospital this morning, Lord, the nursing home, the everyone that's incarcerated. Oh, Lord, it's a new one, human trafficking, God. We got to pray for that this morning. Pray over that this morning. We pray for all our We place all our trust in you, knowing that you would never fail us. Help us to put our heart and become everything you create us to be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. If you want to hear this call again, hallelujah, we must hear this call again. This is an awesome call. Please share with everyone that you come in contact with. That playback number with this powerful message is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-pound, 957-677-pound. And again, we thank you, Dr. P.K. Patton. Robs, you are awesome. Let me just say that we want to share with each and everyone, please visit your back office and see the updates of everything that's going on in our company. Please, if you have not joined the Fasten, you are, we're open doors. With Dr. PK, would love for you to join us here on this Fasten, so it's so important. You see how I'm so jacked up, so you thank you. Let me just say to you, too, we want to also give you the new motivation call that's right after this call, and we have our other co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, will be hosting and bringing a message on that call this morning. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-617. Thank you, Minister Sharon, for reading us this morning and praying this morning. And we thank Minister Tiffany for that awesome ushering us in and worship this morning. And I just want to say thank you, Dr. PK, once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us out on benediction, please?
Praise God, praise God. I thank God for you. I thank God for this time that we have together. I encourage you to hang in here and let's complete this last quarter, these last 10 days together powerfully, knowing that God has given us more than enough, and we are breaking through and breaking out. Now, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to walk in your blessings, walk in your presence, to be embraced by you. Now, keep each and every one of us so that we will be light in this world of darkness, proclaiming your word as you instruct us. This is our prayer in Jesus' name, and I say to you, go out, my dear friends, and have a super fantastic day and a victorious week. God bless.